With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On a scale of 1 to 10, President Trump says the Iran mission has been a 15 so far. He says the war is going very well.
Missiles are being wiped out rapidly. Their launchers are being wiped out. They're attacking their neighbors. They're attacking their, in some cases, allies or not so long ago allies. And, you know, it's really a nation that was out of control, and they would have used it on us if we let them, if we waited any longer.
Israel and Iran, meanwhile, are trading more missile fire on this day six of the conflict. The war has killed more than 1,200 people in Iran, more than 70 in Lebanon, around a dozen in Israel, according to officials in those countries. And the U.S. military has identified two more of the Americans who died in Kuwait.
In all, six soldiers were killed Sunday when a drone strike hit a command center in Kuwait. After identifying four of them Tuesday, the Pentagon has now provided the last two names. 55-year-old Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert Marzen of Sacramento, California, and 45-year-old Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. At a news conference Wednesday, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth was asked about guarding against such drone attacks.
We have pushed every counter-UAS system possible forward, sparing no expense or capability.
The White House says President Trump will attend the dignified transfers of the soldiers when they arrive back in the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Senate has rejected an effort to halt the war. Republicans have voted down a war powers resolution. Now that Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana has announced he is not running for re-election, President Trump has endorsed U.S. Attorney Kurt Olney for the seat. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 273 points. The Nasdaq futures 88 points lower. This is SRN News. Luxembourg enshrines abortion.
The small European nation has voted to add the so-called right to an abortion to its constitution, making it only the second country in the world to do so, following France. Luxembourg is a constitutional monarchy, but the monarch has very little power. In fact, when Grand Duke Henry opposed the law allowing physician-assisted suicide in 2008, the legislature of Luxembourg passed laws to reduce his power to little more than a rubber stamp. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who repeatedly drove his car into the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City earlier this year has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of intentionally damaging religious property. The man was arrested on hate crime charges following the January 28th incident, which damaged an entrance to the revered Jewish site but did not cause any injuries. The new federal case comes up on top of multiple state-level hate crime charges against the man. This is SRN News. Team USA hopes to reclaim its spot as World Baseball Classic champions.
Aaron Judge will captain a loaded U.S. roster at the World Baseball Classic. The Americans are chasing their first title since 2017. The tournament opened Thursday at the Tokyo Dome, then moves into games in Houston, Miami, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. Logan Webb, Tarek Skubal, Paul Skeens, and Nolan McLean are lined up to start on the mound for the U.S. Japan, led by Shohei Ohtani, enters as defending champions with Yoshinobu Yamamoto starting Friday. The Dominican Republic brings a star-heavy lineup. Australia debuted top amateur draft pick Travis Bazana. I'm Gethin Coolball.
GOP Congressman Burgess Owens says he will not be seeking re-election. His decision comes after a redistricting shakeup. It left Utah's four Republican representatives to vie for three House seats in the fall. More details, SRNNews.com.